皆さんこんばんは。アニメアディクツアノニマスのライブブロードキャストを聞いていただきます。
You are listening to the Anime Addicts Anonymous Podcast. Make your anime addiction worse at aaapodcast.com. And now, here are your anime addicts.
Hey guys, Mitsugi here. And this is an extra review episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. You know, we've fallen a little bit behind on our reviews, and it's time to clean house a little bit, so to speak. So, I'm going to be knocking out a couple reviews here in this next coming week, and hopefully we can get a little bit caught up. So that's the goal here. And what better way to get started with this than to do a little review on Shokugeki no Soma, which is an anime that came out way back in April. So you can imagine that, you know, we are pretty behind, at least 8 months behind, although granted, Shokugeki no Soma didn't finish airing until, well, the late September with its 24th episode. But as we keep falling further and further behind, we're never going to catch up unless someone steps up and does some reviews, so it's got to be done. So, and I should say before I forget that you can find us at our website, www.aaapodcast.com. That's where we post all of our weekly episodes, so you can get them on there and check out our forum and the different reviews that we have on the website. We're also on iTunes. You can download us on iTunes, which is a great place to go. If you subscribe, you can get it every week in your podcast app on your cell phone. So I definitely recommend that. You can join our communities on Facebook and Twitter. You can tweet at us at AAA Podcast. And very importantly, we have a Patreon account where you can get access to a lot of exclusive content, including 2 monthly after parties, which we record after our regular podcast episodes. And we also do 2 hentai episodes per month that you can get exclusively through the Patreon account. And I think they were, generally speaking, the only podcast that does hentai episodes. So if you want to get that and so much more, you can get access to that on our Patreon account. So check us out at patreon.com/AAApodcast. Shokugeki no Soma is an anime that is based after a very popular manga, and the studio which is doing the anime of Shokugeki no Soma is JC Staff, which, you know, JC Staff doesn't really need any kind of introduction considering they do multiple anime every season and have a significant fan following, with director Yoshitomo Yonetani doing the behind-the-scenes work. Whom has done work on, for directorial work for Better Man, and he's done a little bit of work on Crayon Shin-chan, Doraemon, a lot of Doraemon. He's done some Gundam work. His credits are numerous, and he's definitely been around the block himself. He did the directorial work for the first 2 Tiger and Bunny movies, so that's a big deal. People seem to love Tiger and Bunny. And of course, the original creator of the manga is a woman, which is sort of rare. Her name is Yuki Morisaki, and I'm looking at a picture of her right now, and she is looking pretty good. If you want to look up her photos, I do recommend it. So, I find it sort of ironic that an anime that features lots of hot female characters getting a little bit too excited about food herself happens to be a pretty attractive woman. So, she's probably a pretty interesting person to get to know, but, you know, I will probably never get to know her myself. Shokugeki no Soma was an anime that was originally not passed by us in our impression phase. It was one of Kazuo's shows, but the anime was saved by the Listener Choice Awards. So, that was an anime that you all wanted us to review, and so here it is. The anime itself is about a 15-year-old boy named Soma Yukihira who works with his dad as a sous chef at a restaurant that they run in, I guess, a small area of Tokyo, like a small side street area. It's a restaurant that is small, but It has unbelievable food because both Soma and his father are both, I guess, genius chefs, you could say. And because their food is so good, they have their own very dedicated clientele that come in, and they have, you know, they're locally famous, I guess you could say. And eventually, Soma's father decides that he's going to close down the restaurant and go on a journey to, I guess, test his cooking skills around the world. And when this happens, he sends Soma to a cooking school called the Totsuki Culinary Academy. Now, before Soma gets to the academy, which is, you know, probably the fourth or fifth episode of the show, you have a lot of this content where I kind of know what Kazuo was talking about when he did his impression. There was a scene earlier on in the show before Soma gets to the academy, where a woman and a bunch of like mobsters come to the restaurant, and they want Soma to close down his restaurant. And in order to keep the restaurant open, Soma has to impress the woman with his cooking. So what happens is that he ends up cooking this, like, I think it was a bacon-wrapped potato dish. And she eats the food and basically has an orgasm. And, you know, her clothes in her mind explode off of her. And she is washed away into a universe of food or whatever. This anime does visualizations with the way that food tastes that I've never seen done before in a show. They will take a type of food and romanticize the flavor of it to the point where the person who's eating it is literally washed away to another place in their mind that reminds them of what the food tastes like. So if they're eating seafood or something, you could imagine that in their mind, the person eating the food is like at the bottom of the ocean swimming around with crabs and shrimp and things like that as they chomp down on the food, and then amongst a wash of moaning and, you know, squealing because the food is so unbelievable. So that's what happens to this woman. She's utterly blown away by the food, and the scene is a little erotic, I guess. So I can understand where Kazuo was coming from, given that the academy that Soma goes to doesn't even come into the picture until, I don't know, the fourth or fifth episode, which was beyond the impression phase of the show. So, of course, it's no blame on him because he couldn't possibly know this. But the show really doesn't become a shonen show, and make no mistake, it is shonen. It doesn't really become a shonen anime until the academy rolls around, because there is a whole lot of sort of, you know, you have a ranking, like an elite 10 in the school, and you have different houses where the students live and they compete against each other, and you have competitions, and you have even like tests and things where the result of failing the test is you get cut from the school. So you could imagine like the beginning of Naruto, where they're trying to pass the ninja exams in Naruto. And the result of failing the tests are that you don't get to become a chunin or whatever. I can't remember the ninja ranks in Naruto. But they do the same thing in Shokugeki no Soma. So like they'll do cooking tests where if you can't impress me with your cooking, or if you can't make 100 of this in 5 minutes, you are kicked out of the school forever. So you have these very shonen tournament type elements in the show, and that's where it gets its tournament, it's a shonen flair from. So of course Soma right off the bat is disrespected at the school because he is just like a little country bumpkin that owns a small restaurant, and nobody respects him for that, and he doesn't have any experience, he doesn't have any pedigree, I guess. And he says, oh well, you know, I have real cooking experience, and that's valuable. And so he declares right off the bat as he gets into the school that even though he's a freshman and basically barely even in the school yet, that he will become the number one cook in the entire school, right in front of some of the elite 10 or whatever you want to call them. And this is a thing that gets him a lot of, I guess, infamy, I guess. I was going to say notoriety, but I guess infamy is the better word, because most of the students in the school don't like that he says that because they all feel disrespected by it. And so throughout the course of the show, they will continually say, oh, that was the transfer student who declared that he was going to whoop all of our asses this year and become the number one cook. And so he basically has a bullseye on his head throughout this whole first season. And that involves any time that he's doing a cooking competition, a lot of the people end up rooting against him. So that is a continued theme. So right off the bat, Soma is entered into a dormitory in the school. Most of the students belong to different houses or whatever you want to call them. You can think of it as Harry Potter if you want to. But he joins the Polar Star Dormitory, which is run by a woman named Daimido Fumio, whom is, I guess, represented in quotes as Polar Star's demon old hag, or Polar Star's demon holy mother, or some shit. So she's like this old, hardened woman who's a good cook, but she's also just a badass and cleans all the time and takes care of the kids, and she's kind of like the grandmother of the dorm. And they are also... He shares a dorm with several other people whom become friends of his. So there is a girl who essentially is one of the other main characters of the anime. Her name is Tadokoro Megumi, and she is sort of a clumsier girl who is, like, supposedly barely making it in the school. She's on the border as to whether or not she will pass tests, whether or not she will be able to succeed. She sort of lacks confidence, and she is one of the very attractive female characters in the show that sort of ends up getting a crush on Soma because he helps her out a lot and he's very confident and is, you know, I guess everything that is attractive to a girl in the sense that he's very confident and good at what he does and cool. Whereas she's sort of the opposite of that. You know, she's definitely attractive in most senses of the word and very cute, but she's clumsy and lacks self-confidence. Then there's also... the other most notable character, I would say, is a guy that Chiaki tended to like a lot, as she noticed him pretty early on in the show, and that is a boy named Satoshi Ishiki, and he is particularly noteworthy because he is a member of the Elite 10 Council, and he's the 7th seat on the council, but also he tends to walk around completely naked all of the time. And most of the time, he's outside gardening and cooking foods so that they can have fresh food to cook with or whatever, like vegetables. But he literally will walk around outside with like an apron on, and otherwise his ass is just out totally naked. And I guess that's appealing. I don't know. I guess that's appealing. So the other very noteworthy character in the show, and another girl whom generally speaking has a crush on Soma, her name is Adina Nakiri, and she's very noteworthy because she is the number one cook in the school. I guess she has like the top seat, and she is the head of a lot of the like assemblies and does a lot of public speaking at the school, and generally speaking is just a badass. And the reason why she's noteworthy is because the whole show, Soma sort of is gunning for her. He has a target on her because he said, you know, I'm going to be the best in the school, and I will, you know, I will dethrone you or de-seat you in the school as the number one cook. And so that's generally speaking a running theme throughout the show. And she starts out sort of being lukewarm towards him, and I think that due to their general sporadic interaction throughout the show, she sort of comes around to him, and you sort of get the sense that even though she's pretty arrogant and prideful and definitely one of the most pampered people in the school, you know, a princess, so to speak, due to her family being very wealthy, she sort of has a thing for Soma also, I think. I mean, I don't know that they really approach that in the first season, but, you know, whereas she tends to look down on most of the students, and I think that during most of the assemblies and meetings that they have as a school, she's usually raised up above everybody else, looking down on them literally. She has a thing for Soma and, you know, gets flustered and frustrated when he's around. So she's definitely a tsundere character, I think you could say. She's kind of hard and uncaring on the outside, but deep down, I think she just wants to get in bed and cuddle with Soma. maybe after some naughtiness. So this anime, what makes it a shonen anime above everything else, is that they tend to have battles, so to speak, like cooking. It's actually called Food Wars, is what the English title of the show. And you know, well, you might wonder how do they have wars with food? Well, they have, you know, as can only be described as a Top Chef style. For those of you that have watched the cooking channels, Top Chef shows, which I'm assuming is just about everybody, a Top Chef style battle, so to speak, where there will be an arena with all the cooking stuff, you know, refrigerators, ovens, mixers, you know, countertops, knives, whatever, and surrounded by, you know, rows and rows of stadium seating. And when there's a battle, two people will go down into the cooking area, or I guess sometimes it's more than two people, but at least two people, and then they will have a cooking competition surrounded by the entire school. And as I said earlier, whenever Soma is involved in this, I think he's sort of the away team, because none of the people at the school like him, because he said he was going to be the best, and he's very noteworthy because of that, and in a bad way. So like he battles several people throughout the show. He battles this one girl who is super sexy and wears sexy clothes, and she's like the queen of meat. She can cook the best meat in the world, and she's, you know, a ranked person, I guess. And her name is, what is her name here? I don't know what her name is, but he battles several people in the show, including her, and later on, he battles a guy named Akira Hayama, who is really good at cooking, like curry, I guess, and using spices. So, and the cooking is pretty good. I mean, it's a large portion of the show, these cooking battles. And the craziest thing about it is seeing the reaction of the people as they eat the food, because as I said, they literally have like their minds explode, and they will go into the most ridiculous lengthy diatribes about every aspect of the food, and you know, to the texture, to the flavor, to the preparation and how they cooked it, to whatever. And then they have this visualization where they're being like swept through the galaxy, and their brains are being like taken to Egypt. Like they, oh my gosh, they ate curry and suddenly they're in India riding a camel or something. I don't know, whatever they ride in India. So the only problem with this section, and I found this to be a little tiring, he said it's just too much. I mean, they'll cook, and then they'll have this, you know, dramatic Food Network Top Chef style cooking battle with a timer and everything. And then when they get done cooking, they either eat each other's food, or they will have judges that will eat the food. And they will literally sometimes spend 4 or 5 minutes on the description of one person's food. I think that we literally, in a way that I can only compare to other shonen style shows, except that in like Dragon Ball Z, it's fighting. They draw out these cooking battles because the descriptions of the food just get ridiculously lengthy. Like, I could literally sit here and imitate it, and it would exhaust you, because I would be describing the crunchiness in like extreme detail. Oh my gosh, and the meat, it's just, oh, it has the texture of a meat that just melts in your mouth, and it can only be found on the mountaintops of Brazil with the Himalayan goats, or, you know, whatever. And they just go on and on and on, and then they're in like a different country in their mind, and their clothes are exploding, and it sounds awesome. But after you've endured this for 10 minutes and in one episode, you kind of get tired of it, and you're like, okay, after I saw my fourth and fifth description of the food, I really didn't need to see it anymore. And they continue to do it every time, and it gets a little tiring. But the show overall is good. It has those cooking battles that are really great. It also has competitions and training camps. There's one point in the show that's around episode 8 where the first year students of the Academy of Totsuki Academy, they go to a training camp as the first major quote unquote hurdle, as half of these first year students are going to be expelled during the event. And that's what I mentioned before with the very like Naruto ninja exam style eliminations, where they're given various challenges, and they are brought, where alumni of the school are brought in to be judges. And that is one of the places where the girl who I mentioned before, the girl with very little confidence, Megumi, she really struggles in that competition and gets a lot of help from her friends in surviving the competition. And you know what? At this point, I'm just going to sort of throw a spoiler warning in here because I don't want anybody to get turned off by the show, by my review of it. So honestly, there aren't really heavy spoilers in the show because this is a series that I think could go on for a long time because they cover such a small amount in the 24 episodes, as most shonen shows do. But I'm going to throw the spoiler warning in here.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Can you handle the truth? Well, we're going to find out. So, basically, Soma saves Megumi during that cooking competition. And she ends up staying in the school only by his hand. And that is something that stays with her throughout a lot of the show. And she sort of finds herself by the end of the season because, as I'll get to in a minute, they have further cooking competitions later on in the show that will sort of distinguish the students, and she does rather well in that competition, and you don't really know as a viewer whether or not she's going to. You get the sense that she will, but in the end she does, and it's sort of nice to see her be one of the top students to appear in the competition because most people thought she would fail based on her prior performance. So overall, I think this show was pretty enjoyable. They have little mini arcs, though. They have an arc where they have a competition to see who can cook the best cooking bowl. Like, in Japan, they have a food that's, they have, like, gyudon, and, like, gyudon would be, a don is a bowl, like a bowl style of food, so you'll have rice, and if it's gyudon, it's usually, like, shredded beef on top of rice with some kind of sauce. Would be the, like, traditional gyudon, gyu meaning beef and don meaning, like, the style of the bowl. They have a competition with these don-style foods, so to speak. Later on, they have the autumn elections that get announced, and they select 60 contestants that are split into two groups that get ranked by judges during a big competition. That this competition basically rounds out the last five or six episodes of the anime. They get grouped out, and they're given specific rules, and the rules are, generally speaking, that they're going to cook using curry and spices. And so during this competition, it's very much a tournament where each student cooks a curry dish and presents it to the judges, and the judges score it 0 to 100, and the top X number of students get to advance to the next round, and the rest of them get eliminated. And this was one of the most trying positions for me in the show. As I mentioned earlier, with the whole diatribe about the style of the food and everything, this got to be really trying. Like, when it came to a student that didn't really matter in the show, like a minor character, they wouldn't spend too much time on the judge's deliberation. But when it came to Soma or Megumi or one of the other important characters, they would go through every one of the three judges for every meal and just give them, each judge would spend like 2 or 3 minutes analyzing the meal. And it's just like, I know it's anime, I know it's shonen, it's supposed to be drawn out, and it is unique. It is a unique show in that it is about cooking battles, but come on, like, I don't need to hear about Megumi's monkfish dish for 7 minutes. I mean, you know, it would have been enough to have maybe half a minute from each judge. I don't know. Or maybe even just have one judge. I don't know. But it felt a little long. But it might have been just because I watched most of this show in a pretty short period of time. And that it started to feel kind of drawn out too much. Maybe if I'd spread it out a little more, it would have, you know, not have been as trying on my patience. The anime, its animation is okay. I mean, it's a shonen show. It's going to be very long, I think. There will be more seasons of it. And it's fine. I mean, it's a cooking show. They're not moving around a lot. The animation is what it needs to be. You know, it's not Hunter x Hunter or Yu Yu Hakusho, where they have to have a quality animated scene to have a decent looking fight. Otherwise, they just do the looping animations like Dragon Ball Z. They don't need to have any of that. Even they don't even need to consider whether or not to use the loops or not, because They're not fist fighting. They're cooking. They're like rolling pins and, you know, mixers and things. So it's not, it's nothing like that. It's visually speaking, I think that all of the characters' designs were very nice. I like how Soma looked. I thought that his like fiery red hair and yellow eyes, their general designs with their the style of their hair and their faces were, to me, enjoyable. I really liked Megumi. I thought she was adorable. They have a way of making the characters attractive without hyper-sexualizing them. There is the one girl who's wearing, like, a Daisy Dukes the whole time, and yes, she's clearly sexualized, and the boy characters at the school all fawn over her, but, you know, it is what it is. As Kazuo said before, there is a little sexual stuff at times with the cooking, but they really tone it down. I mean, after that third episode, it pops up here and there, but it really isn't that sexual. I mean, it is classified here on my anime list as ecchi, but I really don't agree. I don't really think the ecchi is a huge emphasis of the show. Certainly not enough to be the first listed genre. I find that these genres on my anime list are often wrong. And I think that this is mostly just a shonen school anime, basically. I don't know if cooking is a genre. I guess it could be. But I didn't think it was that ecchi. At worst, it's PG-13. I don't even know if it's that far. I just thought that the show was pretty entertaining overall and much better than I thought. The music is... it's okay. I can't recall any of the major themes other than the opening theme, but... You know, I don't know that that's really all that important. It's a shonen show, and I don't know. All in all, I thought Shokugeki no Soma was an enjoyable series. I think that I would recommend it for people that like shonen anime. I think that if you're looking for something new, if you enjoy cooking yourself, like, this is a show that actually talks about cooking. They don't just cook and then show the food. They literally talk about technique and where the ingredients came from and how long they cooked it and the style of cooking they used and the type of knife. Like, they go into that stuff. So if you're a person who likes cooking, if you're a person who cooks at home or likes watching the Cooking Network, you might like this. I mean, if you're a person who likes watching MasterChef or Top Chef or any of those other things, Cupcake Wars, whatever it is, chances are you'll like this anime. I really think that's true. And if you're a person who likes cooking shows and likes shonen, you'll love the anime. If you're a person who really doesn't really care for shonen too much, if you don't have a lot of patience for shows that move pretty slowly, then, yeah, you might not enjoy it too much. It certainly doesn't really do a whole lot that's unique from the shonen genre. Yes, it is cooking, and that's a little bit unique, but it really doesn't get too far away from the school, the groups in the school, the tournaments, the eliminations, the rankings. Like, all that stuff is shonen, and it's been done before. That's what makes it inside of its genre. That's fine. But it's not that imaginative other than the fact that they're cooking food and not punching each other in the face. But it was better than I thought as a show. I enjoyed it. I might watch more of it when the time comes. I'm not sure. But I would probably give Shokugeki no Soma a 4 perfectly cooked dishes with where the fat is just magically rendered. Out of 5. So, I really think that some people will really enjoy the show. And others probably won't enjoy it, but as a show in the shonen genre, I thought it was a little surprising. So that's my review on Shokugeki no Soma. There will be more of these little reviews coming in the future. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go check it out. This show is available on Crunchyroll. So, it is very accessible. No excuses. Go check it out, and we'll see you next time on the Anime Axe Anonymous podcast. Take care.